Hello, everyone. I'm Jacob Chastain, host of the Teach Me Teacher podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Coming up on episode 151 of the House of EdTech podcast, we're going to talk about the EdTech decisions we make, and I've got seven educational apps for teaching and learning. Strike up the band. Welcome to the House of EdTech podcast. I am your host, Chris Nessie. The House of EdTech explores how technology is changing the way teachers teach and the impact that technology is having in education. I discuss technology that is changing our classrooms and schools, and I share tools and tips that you can hear today and use tomorrow. You're going to hear the stories of teachers, leaders, and creators just like you. The purpose? Whether you use it or not, technology is changing the way you teach and how your students learn. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the House of EdTech podcast. If you are a new listener, welcome aboard. If you are a returning listener, welcome back. Got a great episode in store for you. Before I get into my EdTech thought and my featured content, I wanted to give you a little Education Podcast Network update. If you are not familiar, I am the creator of the Education Podcast Network. We started in 2015. You can find all of our podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com. And I just wanted to give a little bit of an update because we have some new shows that we've added. And typically we add new shows when we lose some shows, which, you know, happens from time to time. But I'm really excited about some of the new podcasts that we've added that might interest you. First, we have Overthrowing Education, hosted by Batsheva Frankel. And that's in cooperation with the Arte Institute, which is a really cool overall education podcast, and there's a lot of humor in that podcast and actually some also really great educational topics that Batsheva focuses on. We also have the Teach Me Teacher podcast, which you heard the bumper for at the top of this episode. That's hosted by Jacob Chastain, and that's another really cool in general podcast about education. And I've also added two more leadership and administration themed podcasts. One is Education, Leadership, and Beyond, hosted by Andrew Murata, and the other is the Empowered Principal podcast, hosted by Angela Kelly Robeck. And the last one that we recently added here at the start of 2020 is called End Book Desserts, so all kids have access to books and reading culture, and that's hosted by Dr. Molly Ness. So these are some great podcasts, and I'll put a link in the show notes. But the shortcut is to go to edupodcastnetwork.com, where you can check out those new podcasts and maybe refamiliarize yourself with some of the other ones. If you didn't know, Matt Miller from the Google Teacher podcast, he is back and going strong with his Ditch That Textbook podcast, which comes out every day, Monday through Friday, I'm pretty sure. And he's doing a nice job over there. And we've got some great podcasts that you definitely want to be checking out. And we've got some surprises in store for you coming up here in March 2020 and April 2020 into the spring and into the summer. We've got some cool things going on. We're doing a lot of collaborating behind the scenes, and the community is growing strong. And I look forward to sharing more in the coming weeks with the Education Podcast Network. All right, let's get to this episode's EdTech Thought. I've titled this episode's EdTech Thought, Yes Means No, and No Means Yes. People say yes to too many things. You're guilty of it, and I'm guilty of it too. When I say yes to something, I'm also saying no to something else. If I say yes to one tech tool, I'm saying no to another. Think Pear Deck versus Nearpod, Google Sites versus Weebly, Mac versus Windows. Whether you realize it or not, you've made choices about the technology you use in your classroom, and you might not be as open-minded as you think you are when it comes to your technology choices. It should be noted that sometimes we don't get to make choices based on decisions made by those who make decisions in our schools and districts. Some decisions are made for us. EdTech enthusiasts like me do our best to keep up with the multitude of tools, apps, and resources out there, but just because I keep up with everything, that doesn't mean I use everything under the sun. I don't think you should say yes to everything either. The reality is, we can't say yes to everything. Do you know anyone who truly bounces back and forth between two tools that pretty much do the same thing? We all have our go-to tools, you know, our bag of tech tricks. You should say yes to something and not feel bad that you said no to something else. Own your decisions and use the tools you want to use and that you feel comfortable using. Sure, using technology isn't difficult, and you should be open to trying new things because you just might find something that works better for you or your students. Just give it a try. And that's my EdTech thought. All right, so for my featured content here in episode 151, I want to share 7 apps for teaching and learning. Educational apps, that is. Now, educational is a broad term. When it comes to mobile apps, there is a diverse range of software that falls under the umbrella of education. You could peruse the top educational offerings in your app store of choice, but locating the best ones and those that aren't merely a fad, that's more difficult than you think. Some educational apps are tailored for high school students, some for soon-to-be college graduates, and others still are more adept for those who provide an education or those who still pine for knowledge long after school lets out for the summer. Whether you're specifically looking for ways to exercise your mind, organize your coursework, or help your students expand their knowledge, there's more than one app specifically designed to get the job done. Then again, no app is truly tailored for exploring the global repercussions of the Renaissance. You'll simply have to settle for some of these favorites that I'm going to share with you right now. So, app number one that I'd like to recommend is called The Great Courses. Now, you might have heard ads for this on other podcasts, but it's a really cool app. It's available for iOS and Android, and while college is a great place to get an education, the thought of doing homework or racking up a hefty sum of student debt doesn't appeal to me, and it probably doesn't appeal to you or your students. The Great Courses offers lectures from expert professors covering a wide variety of subjects, including literature, history, business, math, music, and even cooking. The Great Courses app lets you download or stream courses and is compatible with the Chromecast. The lectures are professionally made and presented clearly with visual aids when necessary. While the app itself is free, you'll have to pay for individual courses. Now, there is a free trial, and the courses do go on sale from time to time. Plus, your smartphone probably weighs a lot less than a textbook. I'll have a link to the Great Courses app in the show notes out at chrisnessy.com/151. The next app that I want to talk about is called Brainscape. Brainscape claims you can double your learning speed by using flashcards. Brainscape paces the repetition of each concept perfectly so you retain knowledge more effectively. You can rate how well you know each concept, and Brainscape will determine the right time to give you another quiz. It's free to create, share, and find user-generated flashcards. A pro subscription will run you $10 per month, or $30 semi-annually, or $36 per year. You can also opt for a lifetime subscription for $80. Subscriptions give you access to unlimited premium content, features like bookmarks, browsing mode, card reversibility, and allow you to create flashcards without advertisements. Again, I think you could check out Brainscape. Maybe Brainscape would work for some of your students, and I will include a link out at chrisnessy.com/151. The next app I want to share is Ready for SAT. And that's Ready, the number 4, SAT. Ready4's series of test prep apps, like Ready for SAT, goes well beyond drilling a user to answer practice questions. It actually aims to teach the material and test-taking tips in a mobile-friendly environment so that you can study whenever or wherever you have your smartphone. And when I say you, I'm obviously talking about students. So if you're working with high school students who are going to be prepping for the SAT, this might be a cool app to recommend. Unless you're considering taking the SAT as a college graduate who teaches. But maybe you want to. This app even tries to match your potential SAT score with schools and academic programs from around the world, just in case your student needs an extra motivation to study. So again, that app is called Ready for SAT. And of course, there'll be a link out in the show notes. The next one, this is a really cool one. I don't quite recall if I've talked about it before, but I know I looked at it and it's really cool. It's called Photo Math. This is great for high school students who just need a bit more guidance on how to isolate X in their algebra homework. PhotoMath is essentially your math buddy that can instantly solve and explain every answer. You simply snap a photo of the question. You can also write or type it in, and the app will break down the solution into separate steps with helpful play-by-play so that you can apply the same principles to the rest of the assignment. Now, math teachers might think, oh, this will just give my kids the answer, but why don't we teach them how to use something like this as a tool instead of maybe saying, don't use an app like this because it just gives you the answer. If we want to help them, sometimes they might need more help. And eventually my kids are going to get to college, get to high school. And as much as I love high school math, I might not be as well versed. And an app like this in conjunction with some home support might be really good for your students if they can't stay after school. So that's Photo Math. And again, there'll be a link out in the show notes. The next one, and this is going to be great for really anybody, is the TED app. The TED app lets you peruse the entire library of more than 1,700 TED Talk videos, introducing you to intriguing presentations and revolutionary ideas from education radicals, tech geniuses, business gurus, music legends, and more. We've all been shown TED Talks, whether it's in grad school or college classes that you've taken, or in faculty meetings. TED is a great place to learn, and their app puts their entire content library at your fingertips. Great to recommend, great to use in class, great to recommend that your students check out if you have maybe middle and high school students who have smartphones, maybe a great way to encourage and share learning through this medium. The next one is called Epic Unlimited Books for Kids. Elementary school teachers, I know you're always on the lookout for new books for your students, but you worry about spending too much money, your own money, on your classroom. With the Epic Unlimited Books for Kids app, you in the US and Canada can get free access to 15,000 kid-friendly books, ranging from National Geographic Kids to the Goosebumps series. The educator's version of the app also includes lesson ideas and videos to make life easier for teachers. Recent updates include features that help kids pick the next book in their favorite series, and Epic Originals, which offer stories from your students' favorite authors. So that's Epic Unlimited Books for Kids. And the last one, this is for you, because I don't care where you teach, you got to grade stuff. And maybe you don't have the greatest math mind, but this is a really simple app called Groovy Grader. Are you still grading the old-fashioned way? Groovy Grader lets you update your technique for calculating that all-important bottom line for students, parents, and you. Groovy Grader replaces your paper grading calculator to provide more flexibility in figuring out the most accurate and fair grade that you can assign to a student piece of work. You can configure it for hundreds of questions and have it display grades as whole numbers or with an added decimal place. The app lets you view grades for number correct, number wrong, and half points with convenient color coding. You can view more than 50 grades on the screen at one time. And that's Groovy Grader. So those are some apps that you might want to check out either for yourself or for your students. And again, to recap the list, we talked about The Great Courses, Brainscape, Ready for SAT, PhotoMath, the TED app, Epic Unlimited Books, and Groovy Grader. That's the featured content. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let's wrap it up. Thank you for checking out this episode of the House of EdTech podcast. I hope one of the apps that I mentioned, or maybe the EdTech thought in this episode, inspires you to try something new or look at something a little bit differently. I'd love to keep the conversation going, and I would, of course, love to connect with you and hear your thoughts on the information and resources that I shared in this episode and any episode you've listened to. For this episode, head out to chrisnessi.com/151, and that's chrisnesi.com. You can also send me a message by going to chrisnessi.com/feedback. And that's where you can post to the Flipgrid, you can send a voicemail, you can call the House of EdTech hotline. There's a number of ways that you can get your thoughts to me. And speaking of getting to me, with the fear of leaving anybody out, I just want to say that it's been great over the last, I'd say, 4 or 5 weeks, connecting with new people who are listening to the House of EdTech podcast. Thank you so much if you're a new listener. And I really appreciate those of you who are not only finding the podcast, but taking time to tweet about it on Twitter, because that's where you tweet, and also posting about it on Instagram. I really appreciate that. And I'm glad that it's bringing value to so many people and that you feel compelled to share it. So thank you so much. Now, if whether you're a new listener or old listener, if you enjoy the House of EdTech, let's keep that going and let's tell somebody else about the podcast. If you share it on social media, use the hashtag House of EdTech. You can also tag the show at House of EdTech on Twitter and Instagram. But, you know, what's more powerful than sharing on social media? When you're done with this, go tell somebody else about the House of EdTech podcast. Show them how to subscribe. Take their phone out of their hands. Pull up the podcast app or help them download a podcast app and subscribe them to this show. If you do that, thank you. The other thing you can do is you could also consider becoming an awesome supporter of the show. Many thanks to my awesome supporters who power the show through Patreon, and they are Anthony Arnault of the New Teacher Podcast, Eric Kurtz from Control Alt Achieve, Dan Gallagher, Carlos Garza, Peggy George, Jen Giffen from Shooks and Gif the Podcast, Jeff Herb, Mike Messner, JP Presavento from the Bits and Bytes of Education Podcast, and Kyle Wilcox. Thank you, everybody, for all of your support. And if you want to help power the show and help support a creator like me, just head out to chrisnessi.com/awesome. The next episode of the House of EdTech is going to be episode 152, and that is going to come your way on March 8th, 2020. And we're going to start to get rolling on the House of EdTech Final Four for 2020. So I'm really looking forward to that. And if you have any ideas, reach out. Until next time, thanks for learning with me. And remember, using technology isn't difficult. Just give it a try.